What's up? It's Jazz, back with another episode of Gym Talk, episode 9. It's titled, Get Out of Your Own Way. Gonna really jump straight into it. Basically, you know, I have a lot of conversations with people on a day-to-day basis, just from the role that I'm in at work, and I just encounter a lot of individuals every day, so for the most part. Just talking to people and just observing different scenarios and situations, we as people are always in our own way. Like 90% of the reason why we're not where we think we should be or whatever that the case may be is because of ourselves. You know, why is it that the first thing we do in a situation when it's hard is we sacrifice ourselves. Whatever it is, we're sacrificial. That's not right. I understand you have to compromise in situations and, you know, you do have to sacrifice things. But the first option should never be to sacrifice ourselves. We're just showing other people the pattern. We cannot be mad at what a person sees and then they start to do. We taught them that behavior to sacrifice us. Like if I sacrifice myself consistently, a person that I'm dealing with starts to expect me to sacrifice myself consistently. I can't be mad. I taught them that behavior. That's me in my own way. It's this negative connotation behind self-care being a little selfish. Listen, we can call it self-awareness if that will take the negative connotation behind it as far as being selfish, because when you're taking care of yourself, there's nothing selfish about it. Can't pour from an empty glass. So it's okay to crank the self-awareness up. Do whatever you gotta do. You feel like you need to get your wardrobe back together. You need to switch your lifestyle up as far as your fitness and your eating habits. You know what I'm saying? You need to start going back in your manis and your pedis. Fellas, getting your beards groomed and getting your haircuts more often like you used to. Whatever it is. Spending time with yourself, going out, just being out, forcing yourself to be out. A lot of the times, I'm in my own way. I have social anxiety, and it may not seem like it because those times that I am out, it's like I tend to, I don't know, get in the groove of things, and it works out. But just getting there, like showing up to places, that is so hard for me, and it's gotten harder and harder over the past couple of years, but I'm working on getting past that, but social anxiety is real, and I think I create a level of social anxiety because me being in my own head, like getting prepared for the event or whatever it is I'm getting prepared for, but I'm just in my own head creating this level of anxiety to where I can't even come out of the house now. I'm the only person stopping me from getting to that next level. We have got to get out of our own way. Everything that you need, you have already been equipped with. So, like, if you're looking for the sign, take this. You know, in some of my podcasts, I may say some of the same things, but it's because it's important. So, let me emphasize on if you've been looking for a hint, take this. Like, it's so many things, so many different levels of success that we can reach. But we take ourselves out of it before we can even get started because we're always in our own way, in our head, creating obstacles. We have to control what we can. That's it. And I know it's easier said than done because I too, go through these things. But at the same time, things that we can't control, can't worry about it. Life happens every day. To everybody. So if we can't control it, we can't worry about it. We have to take that hit And then we have to keep it moving. We have to adjust. But stop being in your own way. Stop being in your own head by creating those difficult circumstances. You got exactly what you need to go to the next level. Your talent. Keep working on your talent. Keep getting creative. Keep being creative. Sharpen those, you know what I'm saying? Stay locked in. Invest in yourself. Nobody's going to invest in you if you're scared to invest in yourself. Sharpen your craft constantly, consistently sharpen your craft. Write things down. Whatever motivates you, whoever motivates you, read those things. If you can talk to those people directly, talk to those people directly every week. Try to at least stay intact and stay focused in on what motivates you to keep going to the next level. Be exactly who it is that you want to be. Get out of your own way. Yes, depression is real. Yes, anxiety is real. Yes, it comes out of nowhere. Like, it just pops up and grabs you by the chest sometimes, by the mind, the nerves. It just grabs your whole body. But we have to fight, too. We have to do the little things to be able to at least fight what we can't see. Well, we know that it's going to pop up, but we don't know when. So if we do the little things, we can at least be ready to fight. We put ourselves in the game. So stay out of your own way. Get out of your own head. Use your resources. Sharpen up that self-care routine. Straight up. Like, I challenge anybody who listens to this to add more things to their self-care routine. Whether it's therapy, whether it's like me time, taking yourself out on a date, doing things out of your comfort zone. Take care of yourself. Pay yourself first. Never be the sacrificial lamb. That should not be first nature. We only teach bad habits. And we in the role of breaking those generational curses. We in the role of getting away from that. We speak in life. We speak in success. We speak in positivity. So get out of your own way. Get out of your own head. Y'all know what it is with me. This gym talk. So I really wanted to jump back on here and say that I really want to make this point before you guys just really get off of this episode. And it's about finding inner peace. When I mean get out of your own head, get out of your own way, connect with yourself, find that inner peace. Really, like, own into that and find that inner peace. Stop letting things reside in your mental space and your mental capacity. Things that used to drive anger as the only emotion that you like to show should no longer have space in your mental capacity any longer. Like, they shouldn't bother you as much as they once did. We have to work really hard to grow. The work ethic that you put towards going to build someone else's dream when you clock in, you should put in building yourself. It starts within. Build yourself up. Strengthen your self-care routine. Put that work ethic into your passion. Be whatever it is you want to be. If you are in your career role and it is working for somebody else, be the best person in the building. Get out of your own way. If it's too good to be true, if it seems like it, it probably is. But damn it, work hard. You got everything you need to go to the next level. So work hard to go get it. Everything that you want, everything that you can imagine is attainable. It's in arm's reach. You got to put the work in. Find that peace and everything else starts to unfold. It's much easier to get through different obstacles. It's much easier to have conversations with people. Your day, your time, your schedule opens up. You can maneuver a lot smoother. Get out of your own way. Build yourself up first. Pay yourself first. Strengthen your self-care routine. Watch everything else flourish after you do that.